Dr. Javier Butane, a clinic node on Sangrio Granillo Murillo, first name Sagrario, last name Granillo-Murillo, birth date 3578, dictation 4524, patient presented with her follow-up abdominal pain. Seen internist, patient complained of continued stomach pain the past week in lower abdomen, intermittent. Without nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, with nausea yesterday. Review of symptoms, described blurring of vision for 1 week. With history of having broken glasses, not able to wear. Past history of hypertension, diabetes type 2, and high lipid disease. Social family history, non-contributory physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress. His eyes, nose, and throat within normal limits, next level diagnosis, lungs, claustrification, percussion, heart, regular rhythm without nerves or gallop, abdomen with 1+, tenderness without rebound or guarding. Right lower quadrant, rectal not done, back skin, extremities neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient advised to decreased low-PID with continue having elevated cholesterol and triglyceride. You substitute Crestor 20 milligrams. Also given prescriptions for Cipro 500 milligrams, number 14, twice a day. Flagyl 500 milligrams, number 21, once 3 times a day. Zofran 4 milligrams, number 8, to take 1 every 4 hours is needed for nausea and vomiting. as well as menthol 20 milligrams, 2 4 hours for abdominal cramps. A diagnosis of follow-up abdominal pain. It's a poorly controlled type 2 diabetes mellitus. And high lipid disease. Patient was advised to follow up with ophthalmologist or visual checkup. Also advised to follow up with GI doctor, Dr. Mappari, for colonoscopy and further evaluation of abdominal discomfort. Patient advised to follow up here as needed. And for routine care, with primary care, PCP. Addendum, patient had lab work done on March the 29th. We showed elevated triglycerides at 220 and HDL at 49 with a cholesterol 206. Patient states that she had stopped taking her Lopid before because it caused her to have foggy memory. It was off medications at time. And that's why she was placed on Crestor for better management of lipids. Blood sugar was 130. And lab report with an A1C of 7.8, indicating poor control of fair control of diabetes mellitus. Remainder of lab work within normal limits. Patient was had normal lab findings. Patient was advised to restart her metformin and follow up, which she did. Vitamin D level at that time was normal limits. Patient due to come back for follow-up here in the next 1 or 2 months. Rechecking lab work, including A1C and cholesterol. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.